All right, so we're going to first find out a little bit. I know most people have heard of it, but some people haven't. So, Rebecca, if you could perhaps give us some fine words about the mission of Arts and Services.
Hi, thank you. ASD is an adult arts program founded in 1982 by Helen Dulles. Right now we have four locations. One is Achieving Results Together in Long Beach, or Art Center, Therapeutic Art Program 2, TAP 2 in Gardena, Encouraging Personal Independence, EPI in Hawthorne, and Cultural Education Center for the Arts in SECA, or SECA in Hawthorne, California. And the mission statement, in a nutshell, is Love Before Learning. It's the core of our mission statement, and it emphasizes that we need to respect the individuals we're serving. We focus on community inclusion, removal of barriers to artistic expression, and vocational opportunities through the sale of art pieces. So there's a lot of opportunities for adults with disabilities at our programs, ranging from music, drama, and art. And so we'll hear more about that throughout our time here. And I also wanted to mention another program that we have. I'm the director of a program called Accessible Arts Workshops. And basically, they're free workshops to adults and children with disabilities throughout the community. We have workshops at the Juvenile Hall, workshops at Asian Pacific, which is a rehabilitation center, and also in elementary schools, for instance, Maple Hill Elementary. So it's providing the services with trained art instructors to really meet the needs, some of the accessibility needs of our clients.
Well, let's back up for a minute.
That was quite a mouthful.
We just heard from Dr. Rebecca Rivera, who has a doctorate in musical arts from the University of Southern California. And what is your role at Arts and Services Accessible?
Well, we all wear many hats, but I am a music instructor at the Art Center in Long Beach. And then I also have the opportunity to direct the Accessible Arts Program. And so I get to see, you know, the many different sides and have an opportunity to work with a diverse group of people.
And what musical instrument do you play?
I play the bassoon. And so my degree is actually in performance in the bassoon.
And she's got a year with her today, folks. I want to remind our listeners real quickly while we take this slight break that you are, in fact, listening to KPFK's Access Unlimited on 90.7 in Los Angeles, 98.7 in beautiful downtown Santa Barbara. And ladies, doctor, I'd like to say, you know, we're living in a time where we're cutting arts across the board in education and everything. We're cutting services to people with disabilities. So what you're doing is really crucial. And how are these cuts impacting you or your clientele? And what do you think about all these cuts in the arts?
Does anyone else want to speak
please.
To that?
I think I can respond to that. My name is Monica Fernandez. I'm the program director at the Art Center Achieving Results Together in Long Beach. And certainly the economic crisis that we're in with the state has affected our students and our organization. And most recently, in fact, as we have suffered, cutbacks for Long Beach City College, in that one of the services that we provided at Art Center was that we were a satellite campus for Long Beach City College, which really played a key role in providing community integration for our students, in addition to an opportunity to reach post-secondary education.
And that's where you are on the faculty.
Yes.
At Long Beach City College.
Yes, myself. We had two classes for the past 4 years, and they were just recently terminated as of next week.
And how many people does that impact?
That impacts about 90 students.
Mm. Oh, my goodness
gracious.
Yeah,
so we see it as a double impact in the way that it has affected, you know, the opportunities for the students to reach post-secondary education, generally speaking, but also the arts, of course. Through the Long Beach City course, we established a program called Art Beat for Humanity, which was a collaborative effort between ASD and Remo Drums, which enabled students to not only make art, but also, you know, stand on a bigger platform, so to speak, to sell their artwork, to therefore make a living on the artwork that they make.
I'll tell you, and it is fabulous. I bet people go to the webpage and see some of this. You know, I actually purchased a drum bag that had been done there with the Artbeat. It was fantastic. And, you know, so many times people will compliment me on how creative it is and that kind of thing. So I want people, forget all this Coachman stuff or whatever, if you want to see actual innovation and creativity and just a wonderful sense of whimsy and wonder, it is the wonderful things that the students have done. And, of course, it helps a really great cause. So I'm going to do a little pitch right there. I do want to introduce real quick, though, Barbara Brand. She was the intern who put together the CD. We're going to play a couple of tracks from their CD just to get a kind of a flavor of what they actually have done with arts and services. So let's welcome Barbara to the show.
Hi. I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed working with the students and having their personality show through. Our population is majorly nonverbal, but through this medium of radio, we were able to put together some good work and have their voices come through nonetheless.
Oh, there's some beautiful instrumentation on this also. I noticed a really excellent person on guitar, and I'm not sure whether it was oboe or clarinet or whatever it was, but it was just a beautiful another track. We'll get into those. We are going to play a little segment of that. So, Barbara, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your part in the CD was, and then maybe if you could sneak off so that Devin can get that CD to him.
I was mostly involved with the recording process. I put all the content together, went to the four facilities and recorded all of our students, sort of did the hoorah person in the background, like, yeah, you can do it. Record today. You know, we had our wallflowers and our spotlight lovers and, you know, our divas. So everybody.
Just like here at Access Unlimited.
We know when we deal with our talent. We know what we have to do.
Would you like me to sing a little bit now?
We have the dog tap dancing in the background at this very moment.
So that was my role.
So what is your population that you serve? What types of individuals?
Adults with developmental disabilities.
Developmental disabilities. Correct. And what's the age range?
From 18 to 93.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. They got some really good old musicians there, okay?
So why don't we let you get that CD to Devin, and we're going to play a little bit of track one so people can kind of get a feel for what's up on that. I know there are a lot of different upcoming events also, and we'll play one of the announcements for them also. With the Artbeat, are there going to be additional repetitions of that at the Remo Drum Factory?
Ladies,
is there?
Good. Yeah, Jolly asked your question again. There, we were conferring on the CD. Folks.
Oh, okay. All right. So I was talking about. I was actually at the very first Artbeat for Humanity, and I know there was another one earlier this summer. Will there be a regular series of those?
Definitely, that's the long-term goal. We did just have an opening reception for the current exhibit, which was on June 26th, and the installation is still there for a couple more months. The next line is going to be developed, but as I said earlier, you know, with the City College class really manning the field, so to speak, for this project altogether, we have to come back to the table and really work on how we're going to be able to implement the continuation of the project.
Are some of the bags and things like that, they're so beautiful with the drums. This actually has art that is created on the drum, face of the drum itself, and it's just magnificent. Are some of those pieces still on your webpage?
Yes, the website has a direct link, right? Actually, it's the first thing you see on our website right now, the Artbeat for Humanity link, which will take you right to remo.com as well. But we do have some drums that are still available. Several have sold. The mallets and drum bags are also available for purchase, and they come in three different sizes.
Oh, I have a big one. And I'll tell you, they just are spectacular.
Okay,
we're ready.
Perfect.
So let's
can't you hear
open...
all that commotion in the background? We're just about ready here at Access Unlimited to play
the jugglers
some
are coming
music.
In.
Yes.
So let's play a little bit of track one.
The drum is a percussion instrument. Drums can be played with sticks and hands. Drums help to create rhythm. Art Beat or Humanity presents, through a unique collaboration of WEMO and Arts and Services for the Disabled, 17 local artists with intellectual and developmental disabilities who have created a new collection of painted one-of-a-kind drums.
They really are one of a kind. That's the wonderful thing. So I just want to encourage everybody to go to that webpage, because it will, you'll remember it for always if you go to their webpage. So now the next thing that's coming up, I think track four is about that, is about the UCLA exhibition.
Arts and Services for Disabled and the Arts Disability Network of UCLA would like to invite you to Core 5, Defining Ourselves. Curated by Evan Delaney Rogers, this exhibit showcases artwork, literature, and performances by artists with disabilities. Located at the Second City Council Gallery and Performance Space in Long Beach, California. The exhibit runs from September 23rd to October 19th, with an opening reception on September 25th from 7 to 9 p.m. For more information, visit www.secondcitycouncil.org.
Whose voice is that we're hearing?
That voice is by Ruben Camacho. Mm-hmm. He's an art student that attends Therapeutic Arts Program 2 in Gardena, California.
Wow, he does a fabulous job of being our MC through this. And
if we ever need a substitute co-host.
he's very passionate, yes.
Oh, that's really wonderful. Now, the thing that's coming up, so that's September 25th, and then there's something coming up this Thursday. Maybe we can hear a little bit about that. That would be track 7, I think.
What is a dream? Is it something we see while we sleep? Is it something we long for in our life? Or is it a combination of both? Dreamscape is the next ASD exhibition at the Long Beach Health Department. The exhibit features pieces that explore various emotions dreams bring out. Opening reception is on Thursday, August 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. with free refreshments. The exhibit will run from August 13, 2009 to August 1st, 2010. Don't miss out.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the instrumentation behind that? Just a lovely job on that.
That's actually, this is Rebecca. Mm-hmm. That's actually the bassoon, the melodic line that you hear.
Are
that's
you,
me
are you playing.
Playing
there? Okay.
Yeah, it's actually a CD that I developed with the students at Art Center. We call it the Art Center Orchestra. So we took, kind of made remakes. That's Bolero, Maurice mm-hmm. Ravel's Bolero. Mm-hmm. And we took some other tunes and we sort of rearrange them a little bit and recorded them. So that's what that's from.
That's great.
Now that's this next Thursday, day after tomorrow. So is that a musical evening, or what is that going to look like on Thursday about dreams?
The Dreamscapes exhibit is another intern project of ours, similar to what Barbara is engaged in this summer. We also we're awarded a J. Paul Getty Foundation multicultural grant, and that intern spends 10 weeks at our site working under our exhibitions coordinator, and she learns all the ins and outs about curating an art exhibit.
That's great.
So mm-hmm. that is her project, and the theme of the show is, just as Ruben explains, all to do with dreams and your interpretation of it, your exploration of it in any way that you want to represent it. So it's going to be a fabulous show. The exhibit is up for a year until the next intern mm-hmm. takes it over.
And again, that's in the Long Beach area.
Yes, that's in the Long Beach Health Department.
Health Department. Okay.
Great. And then I really liked the track about the movie, the silent movie, that it's called Hot Air Love. I think it's track 10. And that has Ruben actually interviewing a couple of the different students.
Ruben Camacho is here. I'm one of the screenwriters of the new Tap 2 silent film, Hot Air Love. I'm live at the star-studded red carpet premiere and have some of the cast here to answer a few questions. Hi, Rita. What's your favorite part of the movie? Hi, Howie.
Hi, Anthony.
Who do you play in this film?
Mary Ann Murphy.
Did you like making this movie? What was your favorite costume? Hi, Donald. Are people liking the movie?
Yes.
All the writers and I sat at the table in the music room. We came up with ideas and were influenced by TV personalities and basketball. The inspiration came from real life. We loved the movie. We had a lot of fun doing it. We worked hard on it. It was wonderful. Hope you enjoyed the movie.
Fantastic, isn't it, you guys? I really, really like that. Yeah. That's completely wonderful. And so that kind of gives you a feel for what's going on and all of the different things. TAP stands for?
Therapeutic Arts Program.
Therapeutic. So if someone is interested in getting involved, maybe a family member or someone that they know, do you have to be referred to Arts and Services?
You can be, but certainly anybody can come in and take a class if they just wanted to take one class or if they wanted to be a part of the whole program. It's not exclusive to referral, but through the regional centers is how you would access us.
Mm-hmm. And so is there a phone number? We've mentioned the webpage a couple
sure,
of times.
Sure, that's area code 562.
562.
982.
982. 0252. Let me repeat that. It's 562-982-0252.
And of course, close to my heart is I think it's track 11 about the ice cream social.
Join us on August 20th at 1 p.m. for our ice cream social and rebroadcast of Hot Air Love, an original silent film about hot air balloons, computers, and love. It's a sizzling, high-floating romance. So come to TAP 2 in Gardena and have a chocolate sundae with chocolate syrup, brownies, and nuts with me, Ruben Camacho. For more information, call 562-982-0247. And I'll see you then for some fun and ice cream.
Wow, who could resist?
Yeah, and it's a very appropriate way to tie up this segment of our show. And Rebecca and Monica and Barbara, we'd like to thank you. And you have to keep us up to date on the what's going on there at Arts and Services. And when we return, we will be talking about the motion picture. Come on, guys, help me. Motion picture.
Long-term care for the
thank
motion
you.
Picture home.
Thank you very much.
Right. Mm. And thank you so much. The mission is fantastic, the idea of love and learning, love being that foundation for learning. There is a little track that mentions about being happy. We can go out on that.
And
thanks again.
We'll be
thank
right
you.
Back.